Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. As always, you're going to be glad you stayed with us because we got our good buddy Giovanni Cortolo back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. And, Giovanni is a great guy. He's an outstanding individual. He's one of the greatest voices for small business on the planet. He works so hard there at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce for you and me. That's his job. He's the Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and he's a great individual. But even if he weren't, I'd have him back on the show just so I could say his name, Giovanni Cortolo. Not too many people on the planet Earth who, you know, have a cooler name than Jim Blasingame, but that is one I think that is, and he's our good friend. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I tell you, you're my lifeline to the real world. It is always a good day when I can get some fresh air and be on your show.
Well, you live inside the Beltway.
Well, that's the problem.
You operate inside the Beltway, and that's bizarro world, Giovanni.
You just have to turn all your accounting principles upside down to be inside the Beltway. It doesn't operate the same way that businesses do.
What was it? Remember, what was it? Never Never Land. What was the land that that Alice when she rolled down the rabbit hole?
It was certainly that type of thing. And
inside the Beltway, it's literally remember that cartoon. I mean that comic book called Bizarro World years ago. Everything was opposite of reality and logic.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And that's the way Washington. I mean, for example, they now call an $818 billion pork barrel, nothing in the world but pork plan. They're now calling it and telling the American people it's a stimulus bill. Now, how bizarre is that, Giovanni?
Well, it's spending money, and that's what Congress does best at times. I mean, when you throw a few dollars on the table, that's when you see everybody come out to play. But I agree with you. You know,
yeah.
The House, we are not really that thrilled with the House-backed bill. It certainly has a lot of policy priorities rather than stimulus in
yeah.
it, and not that much in it for business or small business to that extent.
Very, very little for small business.
Yes.
I understand there's some extra money for the SBA, only a few hundred million, but they already had access to all the money they could lend anyway. And then there's a few tax benefits, but you know what? In 2009, Giovanni, paying taxes is not a problem. It's not that much of a problem for small business because a lot of us aren't going to be that profitable this year.
No, taxes are the least of many small businesses' worries. They're just worried. They're in survival mode. I mean,
yeah.
They've kind of bunkered down, and the customers aren't coming in, and a lot of things are happening. Their mortgages are coming due, and certainly they can't remortgage their house to get cash. They can't get second trust to get cash. Their credit cards are being cut back.
Yeah.
Everything they have, all the traditional avenues for capital and for customers have been diminished.
So how you've been up on the Hill. In fact, you had a meeting with the Senate this week. I want you to tell us about in a minute. But do those guys actually look you in the eye with a straight face, no sense of shame or irony, and call and try to tell you that this is actually an economic stimulus bill? Do they actually do that?
Well, they underpin it with a lot of economists, a lot of talking heads, a lot of people that actually have not actually had to go out and start a business or work.
Make a payroll.
So, I mean, in some cases they do make good points, but what has come out of this particular process, in the House side at least, has been a little less than robust. We're looking forward to working with the Senate, and that's where I was yesterday.
Right.
In front of Senator Landrieu's first hearing in front of the small business.
Senator Landrieu of Louisiana.
Louisiana, correct. And she just took over chairmanship of the Senate Small Business Committee.
From Kerry. Kerry had been.
From Kerry.
Kerry had been.
And,
right.
And we're very looking forward to working with her on different things.
Well, I'm going to be interested to hear what you had to say. I do want you to give us a report in a couple of minutes on what happened in that meeting to the degree that you can share. We don't want you to have to kill us or anything if you tell us anything that's that confidential. But I do want to hear that, and I also want to hear what the U.S. Chamber position is on this so-called incorrectly named stimulus plan, and what they think about what we need to be doing going forward, and also what the U.S. Chamber's attitude is going to be working with the new president. And they got a big deal coming up, folks, in May. We want to tell you about the Small Business Summit, the U.S. Chamber Small Business Summit. We're going to be right back after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
I've been in love 10,000 times. All you gotta do is remember my.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And by the way, my crack research team here on the show has reminded me that I was talking about Alice earlier going down the rabbit hole. She rolled down into Wonderland, right? As in Alice in Wonderland. How did I miss that? And of course, I know Peter Pan was Never Neverland. I just got my superheroes messed up there. I got them turned around. So all of you out there, I know that. I just needed somebody to help me remind that. I got a lot of stuff going on here. I got moving parts here. I got plates spinning and balls juggling. So, sometimes I get Peter Pan and Alice confused a little bit. Either way, it's La La Land, folks. It's Bizarro World inside the Beltway. And that's where our buddy Giovanni Cortolo operates from. He's director of small business policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, right there in the shadow of the White House, literally. And I'm glad you're closer to the White House than the Capitol, Giovanni, because I'm afraid you would go nuts if you were a lot closer to the Congress. But before we go any further, Giovanni, you guys got big doings coming up the third week, I think it is, of May, right? Tell us about it.
Oh, absolutely. We have our annual Small Business Summit. It's a great event. It's May 11th through the 13th. It starts on the evening of May 11th and runs
Monday through Wednesday.
Monday through Wednesday. You can find information on www.uschambersummit.com.
All right.
And in fact, we're looking for the Small Business of the Year, which is we want nominations to come in. You can find the nomination on that website. And if you have a friend or you know a great small business, all you have to do is go in there and fill out three or four lines and nominate that small business owner, because we really want some good competition. And the small business owners that have made it have actually gotten great contracts, great PR from this award. So we normally get several hundred, 200-300 awards from across the country.
Right.
Looking for good small businesses, and that's a tough thing to find, Jim.
And so they can submit themselves there at uschambersummit.com.
Right. And when I said it's tough, I mean it's tough to choose because all the.
That's
small
right. Oh yeah. No, I've been a judge in these national awards many times before, and it's very tough. And I've been there when you guys awarded the number one winner too, and it's pretty exciting when that happens. So, folks, go to their website, uschambersummit.com. Look at the dates, see if you can attend. Try to work it out if you can. If you haven't been to Washington lately, I Giovanni, I tease the folks inside the Beltway, and I do feel that way. I'm serious and sincere when I talk about our government. I'm very disappointed in a lot of things that they do. But Washington, D.C. is a wonderful city. It's my favorite city in the United States.
And as an added bonus, I'm taking people up to the hill because we're going to raise ruckus up there.
That's you what. Now that'd be worth the trip right there. So
you come to the summit and you can follow me up to the hill and we can tell them what we really think about.
And folks, Giovanni, you know the old E.F. Hutton commercials. That's what happens when Giovanni speaks. They listen up there on Capitol Hill. Giovanni, speaking of which, you were just meeting. You said earlier with Senator Landrieu of Louisiana. Who's now the chairman of the Senate Small Business Committee, formerly John Kerry, formerly Olympia Snow of Maine, now Landrieu. She seems like a pretty pragmatic, a pretty serious legislator. What do you think?
I like her. She has worked well under pressure. She's had a lot of challenges down in Louisiana with the hurricanes. She knows that business needs to be there in order to reinvigorate her local economy, and she's had a lot of practice because her local economy has, in New Orleans and that area, has actually had has been in a downturn since the hurricane. So she knows what it takes to try to reinvigorate and the promise of small business to make that happen.
Will you, by the way, she's now, this is a new position for her. Will you help us get her on the show? We've had other chairmen of the Small Business Committee on the show before over the years, but would you help us with that?
Oh, absolutely.
I'll get you to give us the contact information for her office and maybe put a good word in for us to get her on the show. I'd like to get her to tell my audience about what her plans are for the Small Business Committee. What did she tell you in the meeting? What did you guys talk about?
Well, you know, it's funny. She sat there and she said, look, I want to listen. I want to hear what small business is all about. And that's really refreshing when you go to Washington and people want to listen. And I, in turn, put out a call to my small business members because I wanted to hear what they had to say. I didn't want to tell them what I thought or, I wanted to relay their message to Senator Landrieu. And basically, small business, and the first question she put out there was, how are small businesses doing? And that's an easy one. They're having a rotten time. They're really suffering. They're in survival mode. And I had in my testimony, which you can find on the chamber website, you can see where credit's being withdrawn, customers are being are diminishing. So small businesses are having a tough time. Then she asked, what two things that we can do to help small business? And my small businesses tell me there's two things. We need access to capital.
Yep.
We need tax cuts, meaningful incentives to invest.
Don't increase Section 179 from $250,000 in direct expensing to $500,000. That's not what most small business owners need. We don't need more deductions. We need tax cuts.
We need tax cuts, reduction of income tax rate.
Right.
Cost carry back.
Right.
Tax gains. All of this is very important.
Exactly. Hold on to that thought, Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen, with the U.S. Chamber. For now, check out uschambersummit.com to find out about their big event in May. And don't forget to enter your application as the number one small business in the country. Tintel, stay with. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out my blog. You can listen to archives. You can read articles. You can find a Brain Trust member that will have some information for you there on their pages. 1,500 members of our Brain Trust right there. And thousands of archives, thousands of articles. My knowledge base is there, askjim.biz. All that's right off of smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's your one-stop shop, folks, for small business help, and I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. No cost, no charge, no barrier to entry. Just come in and use our stuff. Giovanni Cortolo is with us. He's our guest, director of Small Business Policy, one of our longtime friends, a longtime Brain Trust member. He's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce right there in D.C., Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. Perhaps the most beautiful city in most beautiful large city, Giovanni, in my opinion. I think it is because it doesn't have so many high rises. That's one of the things. Folks, if you haven't been to Washington in your life, you got to go. And if you haven't been lately, you need to go back and So, you know, check it out. It's a great city, even with all the nutty stuff that goes on up there inside the Beltway. Giovanni, now the Senate is taking up the so-called stimulus bill that the House passed this week. Next week, the Senate's taking it up, and you tell me that they're going to be deliberating on it all week long?
Oh, absolutely. In the Senate, you have much more flexibility in trying to get your provisions in. As you know, it takes 60 votes to pass anything in the Senate. Republicans control 41 of those votes. So it's going to be a week-long process. And we'll see this really come together. It's an amazing process. So you'll see a lot of different provisions, whereas the House can pass anything. They have the votes to override any Republican
right.
opposition. And we saw that. We saw where the Republicans were virtually shut out of the process,
mm-hmm.
even though they gave them lip service. It passed on a party line vote with only 11 Democrats voting no. But that's true of any issue in the House, and that was true when the Republicans were there. They
yeah.
could virtually vote anything in the House, but the Senate was always mm-hmm. battleground.
Let me ask you: Does small business have an opportunity in the next week in the Senate through voices like yours and others who represent us at the table? Do small businesses have a real shot at beefing up some of the stuff that really will stimulate the economy through support for small business?
Absolutely. Small businesses have to realize that the power of the phone. You know, they carry their currently everybody has cell phones. You should have your senator and congressman's cell phone on speed dial. You should. I'm serious.
Dial them up.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell them what you think. Tell them what you need, because everybody does it, and that does make a difference. There's a lot of provisions in there that should be in there and or need beefing up. Unfortunately, you know, right now, like a payroll tax holiday, this would put money in the hands of small business owners and their employees.
Mm-hmm.
That's not in there. It's not in the House version. Call them up and see if we can't get that in there. The expansion of the write-offs for first-time business owners. Right now,
right.
you can write off $5,000. Expand that to $25,000. There's a lot
right.
of a lot of people turning to small business that were laid off, and anytime we can help those people get started in business.
What about loans that are collateralized? What about a loan? Not a grant. We don't want grants. We're not asking for free money.
No.
But what about a low-interest loan that is collateralized by our employees, by the number of employees we have and we keep, not just for the new ones we hire? We may not need to hire any new ones, but how about if we just keep our employees?
Oh, absolutely.
What would be wrong with that?
That would be a great idea. Unfortunately, we have to get a critical mass behind all of these ideas
right.
and put them together. One provision, cancellation of debt. A lot of people are deleveraging their debts, and small businesses have credit card debts or mortgages.
Yeah.
If you're able to renegotiate that debt down, which
mm-hmm.
a lot of companies are willing to do that for you,
yeah.
you actually have to pay income tax on the difference.
Right. It creates phantom income. When you get
right.
forgiveness of debt, that's the same thing as getting income, and the
right.
IRS the IRS calls that phantom income.
Well, cancellation of debt, a provision that we lobbied for
right.
and I lobbied for, is in the Senate bill.
Right. That is to avoid the phantom income. One of the quick things, you might have got to go get the new SBA administrator nominee, Karen Mills, approved. We need her on the job right away.
Absolutely.
Hey, Giovanni,
yeah,
thanks
for that.
We gotta go for this hour. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Thank you for all you do for small business. Giovanni Cortola, ladies and gentlemen, he is the best, and he's out there working hard for you, whether you know it or not. He's with the U.S. Chamber. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.